This is an interview with Mrs. and later on Mr. Truan as a part of my local history option for Australian history, recorded at the 18th of August at Narre Warren.
Where else did you live during the Depression in the 1930s?
I lived right here in Narre Warren. I would have been round the corner. There was a Mrs. Truan used to live beside the school in Webb Street. Well, I lived there.
Approximately what was the population of the area?
Was there
a lot of people?
No, there wasn't a lot of people. They built that school because there was a little room on the side of the school and there was 20 children going to school. And they opened up the Callum Valley as a closer settlement board. And different people, you know, had little farms there. They're all gone now. They've shipped the houses away. And the kiddies came in here to school. And so it made it up to about 60 children, so they built the new school.
What was your occupation?
Mine, I was a schoolgirl in those days.
What were the types of jobs available?
Well, the only type of job available in the town, because there was no way of getting out the town to get a job. There was two trains a day, one in the morning going to Melbourne and one home at night. And otherwise, there was no buses or that. There was apple packing up at the orchards. There was a lot of orchards. And around Narre North was a lot of orchards. And that's where what the girls done. They packed apples, but that was only seasonal.
So what, most people were employed on farms, things like that?
Yes,
all farms,
yes.
Everything.
Right. You know, and in the orchard spraying and that.
What did the unemployed do for money?
Well, the unemployed worked so many days on the council. They called it the dole, you know, and you'd done so many days, you'd make 2 or 3 days on the council. Well, the council paid you, you see. And at Christmas, to make a little bit extra more for Christmas, they were sent up onto pine plantations up country and that for 2 or 3 weeks. Well, that gave them extra money for Christmas.
What were the average wages?
£2.10.
The Depression wasn't publicised a lot.
Well, no, it wasn't, because it was just a thing that naturally came along. There was no work. I believe that bank managers in Melbourne were carrying their swag along the roads in the outbacks to work on farms. The men used to come in and they'd chop your wood just to get a meal.
Did the Depression make a dramatic change to your life?
No. I used to go out mushrooming. And we'd sell the mushrooms on the side of the road. And that was money that used to buy the kids' clothes and that for the winter. Mm-hmm. And on the weekend, we'd go rabbiting. And we'd get what rabbits we didn't use, they sold for sixpence each. Of course, everything else in accordance, like bread, was tuppence halfpenny a loaf. You'd get 12 pounds of flour for 2 shillings. You see, everything was in accordance. You know, in accordance of what wages you got.
Who were the top people that were affected mostly?
Well, I suppose the ones nearer to Melbourne that didn't know, you know, to hard times, get out and work. See, in those days you couldn't switch on a thing and have a wireless. It was great to have a crystal set, but the television and things like that weren't heard of. And
What did they have for transport?
Well, first of all, it was horse and cart. I remember that highway when it was just a metal road with great big holes in it. And it's horse and cart. And then I remember the first car that ever went along the highway. This teacher let us all come out of school to come down to have a look at it. You could hear it coming from Hallam.
Well, they rented their houses.
Yes. See, you'll often hear talk of George Bailey that had the old store down here. Well, when people bought their farms and that during the Depression and they had no money, I used to book their stuff up with him, you see.
Well, he foreclosed on their farms. We had a milk round, but I had to carry the milk out in billies at night, morning to the different people. But you had to have a licence, you had to have a dairy, which we had it, and the dairy inspector used to come and inspect it. Because those days, all tank water, no running water, no fridges, no ice boxes. They had...
Cool guard.
Cool guard is safe. It was a safe with a tin on top that you filled with water and you had bits of flannel coming in, and the walls of it was made of hessian, and the flannels went onto the hessian and ran the water down, and the hessian was all soaked with water. I used to put the cream and that on in a billy on a string down the underground tank to keep it cool so we could make the butter and get the jellies to set. Many times the string broke and the door went down to the bottom of the tank.